Taking your emails and taking your calls. Ignorant and uninformed.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ignorant and Uninformed, America's favorite podcast. We're coming to you from beautiful Keystone, Colorado, here in Consensual Studios at 545 Productions. And I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my sensual hosts, Mr. Benji Pickens.
Sensuous.
Mr. Max Sarakistan.
So good. So right.
Isn't there something with like and sensual and sensuous? Sorry.
Sure.
Like people are sensual, but something is sensuous or something like that. There's like a rule. I figured you would know.
Sure. That sounds right.
Something. Yeah, there's something like right. That. Like sensual and sensuous
some
is kind of like whom and
envy,
who.
Envy, jealousy stuff.
Like, like lie and lay.
Yeah,
like
something like that.
Theater and theater.
Theater. And I am Ben Hollywood Whitmore, speaking of the theater. And we are ignorant and uninformed about most things.
Insane.
Where we take your topics and turn them into our show for this 30-minute podcast, unedited, of beautiful, approximately 30 minutes of podcasting in your faceballs. Max,
you
tell them all about it.
Faceballs. Yes.
I love that movie.
It's so good. May the Schwartz be with you.
It's the porno version of that. It's called Faceballs.
Faceballs. I see your Schwartz.
Edward Penis Hands and Faceballs are easily my two favorites.
I see your Schwartz is as big as mine. That takes movie. On a whole
You know they're doing it too.
I mean, that's been rumored for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. Supposedly they're like filming it now, supposedly.
Spaceballs.
Believe that shit when I seize it. Thanks for checking out the podcast, everybody. This is Ignorant and Uninformed, and we give you T-shirts for your topics. We've got a big bowl of topics in front of us, and they have all been submitted by you, the lovely, loyal listener. And, yeah, twank us on the Twitters, at Ig and Un. Hit us up on the Facebooks. Message the show. Become a friend of the show. You can, when you're streaming all of the episodes at the website, click the topics button. Get your topic to us that way. Or email us topics at ignorantanduninformed.com. Questions make the best topics.
True.
And that's how you get your sweet, sweet T-shirt.
And for four easy payments of $79.95,
mm-hmm.
you miss infomercials. That's what I miss.
You get the downloadable, printable picture of us.
Uh-huh.
You don't even send them something like those shits where you don't even get sent
It's only
something.
480p, though. It's so don't print
that
too big.
That's tough. We could start a new podcast where all we do is fake infomercials.
I love it. Like my buddy, like lived out where they had really, really shitty internet service.
Sure.
Like they like this whole community had to like share it.
Yeah.
So he wanted to buy Fallout 4. So he had to buy the disc to install it at his house.
Oh, yeah.
So he orders the disc online. They send him the code to download it in the game disc book with no disc. So
that's
he like, dude,
ridiculous.
He had to go round and round with these people to find it. He never got the game.
Son of a bitch.
From the culinary-minded Dr. Zooks.
My little mistress of the grain, as a word.
My mistress of the grain.
Oh, I love it.
God.
I would eat her challah bread,
dude,
till I die.
I think it's amazing. The pictures are just amazing. If she had a professional photographer doing that shit,
you like, think it'd
dude,
be better?
You could sell that shit to fat people as porn.
Hashtag
I'm telling
food
you.
Porn.
Hashtag food porn. I'm telling you, man.
All right. So Dr. Zooks asks, if you were a Ninja Turtle,
oh Jesus,
which one would you be and why?
Oh,
Splinter. Just kidding.
Yeah. You can choose Splinter if you want to be the Zen master.
Mm. Well, now, really, this is a question. It's the same. Who would you be in the Fantastic Four? Who would
or
you
the
be
Beatles.
In Avatar The Last Airbender? Who would you be? It's the four humors. They are all...
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle.
I don't know. It's
phlegm.
It's all based on the four elements, the four humors.
I've never heard of this. So.
Oh, really?
Is this like a theater thing or a drama thing? Like, what is this?
No, it's like, well, it's psychology.
It's, oh, okay.
So if you say, like, you know, somebody is sanguine, right? That has to do with blood, and that's related to fire. And like they're typically a sanguine person is kind of subject to their own passions and tends to be like a social person and a party animal or a party dude. Michelangelo would be that.
Not Raphael.
And his is
not probably Raphael actually because passion and anger
is it reflected by the color of their Their eye masks?
Their headbands?
Not entirely, because nothing's purple or blue. Leonardo would be water, for sure. Donatello would probably be earth. Raphael would be fire.
Oh, it's just
which leaves
four
Michelangelo
okay.
as yeah. air. Yeah.
You said humors. I was thinking like funny. Like there's four different types of humor.
O-U-R-S. It's okay. British. The humors.
Humors. I got
it's,
you.
And
got
so they were based. It actually goes back
to Galen.
To the what was presumed to be the four kind of elements that make up the body.
Fluids.
Which is the fluids. Blood, bile.
Sure. Phlegm, I think, was one.
Yeah, you're phlegmatic. Like yeah. you're kind of stubborn. I think I might be getting all these mixed up.
That's okay.
And then so phlegm, blood, bile, and blood is sanguinary. Like so, it's that's where you get sanguine from. They're mm-hmm. they're of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why can't I remember the third one?
Because you're trying too hard, man.
I am.
And it would be the fourth, but
the fourth one.
That's why.
The other
because
one.
You have the wrong number.
Yeah,
but
you're
yeah,
thinking about the other
thinking
one.
About it. Maybe it's like something silly like air. Or something.
Not a fluid.
It's a fluid, right? They're all yeah. fluids that were in your body.
Yes. Because they thought that like all illness was an imbalance in your fluids. Like, that's why they would drain blood back in the day. They're like, no, you've got too much blood. That's why you're so hungry all
that's
the time.
Why you're hungry and you have a fever because there's too much blood.
Yeah,
to
you're too hot.
So we got to drain that
right,
from
right.
you.
So if you had the chills. I don't know what they do if you had the chills. But like they try to drain something else. Like, you need more fire.
To balance it all out.
Exactly.
Interesting. I can't remember what the fourth one was. But and then so there's also
spit.
Like a relation to the Eastern
spit,
religion
right?
of the elements.
But there's
and
five
how those relate to those
elements in the Eastern religion.
There are. Well there's like wood
and metal and fire
and, metal,
and
fire,
water
and
earth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no air.
Interesting. I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm. But isn't like
I'm
four
I'm really
elements,
glad
like,
I fucking showed up today, man. I'm fucking really,
learned all sorts of
I'm
shit about elements.
Schooled over here, man.
So yeah, so anyway, but there's kind of this theory, it's geek theory, I guess, really, but that a lot of the famous teams of four in popular culture are based on the four elements or the four humors, and that the fucking the Ninja Turtles would be no exception to that. They would be represented of the four because it's kind of like the four personality types, the people that you meet. So you can always say, oh, you're such a
– oh, he's
such
the nerdy
a Ross.
One.
You're such a Rachel. You know,
well, there like, were six of those.
There's six of those. I know. But they're
but,
male
but two
and
are probably at least probably the same, you know.
Yeah, fair.
In some ways.
But. Yeah, like Joey and what's-her-face, the blonde
Joey
girl, kind of similar.
Kind of similar.
Kind of the same
well, I feel
person.
Like there was always like that correlation. That's
yeah.
why everyone wanted fucking Ross and Rachel to get together, right?
Right.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I don't know. But so I would say, I guess.
I love referencing 40-year-old shows.
Maybe Donatello's air.
It's really like a 20-year-old show.
I think maybe
now.
Michelangelo oh, yeah. is earth and Donatello is air.
That would make more sense to me.
Because
air is typically.
Air is a little more cerebral and contemplative in its ways. And certainly Michelangelo is or not contemplative.
I often, when I feel a breeze on my skin, I'm like, ah.
Very Donatello
thoughtful.
Strikes me as grounded.
So Donatello-esque.
You're such a Donatello.
Ah, interesting.
So, I'm a Michelangelo.
Nah, man.
Are you?
A
you're a party dude? I don't think that's true. I think maybe in your head.
I'd be more of a Leonardo.
I think in your heart.
Well, and that's
heart.
The thing is, like, I think a lot of people are different than what they see. Like, people would, like, there's two different characters for every person. Like,
absolutely.
Who you think you are and who you actually
and
are.
That's for
true.
Sure. For
so,
sure.
Of the Ninja Turtles, who do you think you who's your inner turtle?
Well, I got to know which ones are which because I can't.
Right,
I don't
so
know.
Donatello.
Come on, Captain Parameters.
He wears purple and he is smart. He uses
he's
a
the
bow
gadget
staff.
Dude.
He's the gadget
yeah,
dude.
The dude in technology.
And he's the tinkerer. He's kind of the smart one. Leonardo is the leader and he is blue and he uses katanas, two swords. And he is, kind of brave, maybe a little foolhardy at times. But he's courageous. He's the Gryffindor of the group.
But Gryffindor would be fire, don't you think?
Fair enough. So would that make him the Ravenclaw?
I don't know. We could go there
the
next.
The Hufflepuff?
Wow.
Possibly. I actually learned that I'm a Hufflepuff after recording one
a Hufflepuff?
Of these.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I share that with Jay.
Yeah.
But then Michelangelo, well, nunchucks.
What am I in the Harry Potter screen of things? Like,
yeah?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Slytherin or Gryffindor?
I took a quiz.
Between.
And that's how I found out.
I took a quiz. You can go to Pottermore.
You can. You can learn about your
sorted.
Wand, and you can learn about your houses.
All kinds of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm a Wampus in the American.
I'm a Thunderbird.
Right. Thunderbird.
Yes. Bring in the storm. And Raphael has the size in the Ninja Turtles. Also wears red. Kind of like
he's the artsy dude. Isn't he like the lover?
No, he's like
one of them's always trying. No, nah, because that's Michelangelo. Yeah. Always trying to hit on ladies. Her. Yeah.
Does he?
Yeah.
I always just thought he loves a crush with April.
But see, I think he's like infatuated, but the other one was like in love.
Maybe Flake.
Like he was like the soft lover, right?
Yeah.
Soft lover turtle.
I don't know.
No, he was kind of brash and
was he?
A little like loud and obnoxious.
Didn't know that would be
he tried to put on like a Casanova type thing around April.
He O'Neil. Definitely didn't take okay. no mess.
Okay.
Yeah.
If he's
brash and obnoxious, I would say that definitely has to be the me.
You're really more of a Casey Jones to me.
Better really watch your speed.
I don't know. Just the hockey mask wielding.
Now, see, that does seem like me because I don't think I would honestly ever be part of a group of four people fighting crime.
Right. But you'd help
but I'd
out
be like, I will help
then.
You guys with my hockey stick and my hockey mask. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to go home by myself.
And my baseball bat.
Because that is kind of the way that I would operate. So that's a good point. I would.
All right. I like it. I like it.
I would be the ninja that just shows up. I have no ties.
Yeah. I have no ties.
By Batman. A Batman.
And then,
so who would you be?
Or who do you think you are?
No, yeah.
Yeah,
who do
say
you think you are and who do you think he is?
Okay.
Okay. I don't know who wants to go first. I like to think of myself as a Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I might be a little bit too grounded to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I might tend towards Leonardo, I would think. Still charismatic in my own way.
He's
the leader.
Okay. I would tinker. I'm a tinker. I'm a fixer. I'm a gadget dude.
That's definitely true.
You've got an inner Donatello. Like it's about you. I get it. I feel that.
But I play by my own rules.
But that's right. But this hockey mask
means like, you're somewhere rules. Between. There's elements of Raphael, and there's elements of Donatello, and there's elements of Leonardo too.
I think
you're like across. You're all four turtles.
Oh my god, you are Splinter.
You're Splinter,
motherfucker. Little side note.
Or the other one.
I went to college with Dr. Zooks, right? And like she would always call me Splinter when I had like a shitty beard. She was just more making fun of me and my shitty beard, looking like a rat than she was.
Having
anything
to do.
Yep. Mm-hmm. No, but that's what I would see as well too.
I don't know. I would say
Master Splinter.
I don't know. Maybe I mean my love of pizza and surfer lingo, I would probably think on the outside I was Michelangelo or would want to be. I always liked nunchucks.
See, I always like size.
They're called nunchucks. Everyone knows that.
And I've always thought size were the coolest nunchucku. Fucking thing in the world.
Oh, that's some Raphael shit right there.
Size were pretty cool. Yeah. Size are actually like historically a very interesting weapon.
Yeah.
Because they were used to catch and break swords at close combat.
Sure.
So like you wouldn't.
They're a very defensive weapon.
Yeah. So you like catch an oncoming attack in the little tines of the.
Not to mention the chain, the maces, and the flails, and everything else that was like they were meant to wrap around those.
And grab pole arms and like spears and shit to bring somebody into close combat.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why they're only like dagger length because they were they're made to be up close.
Mm-hmm. And personal.
And that's like the fort of the blade, the lower part of the blade is the part that you parry with. So they're made to like parry a blow and then grab
stab.
And twist.
Yeah.
And stab. You could stab somebody with them. Too.
So
that's an added bonus of the psi.
Considers himself a Michelangelo. I would say you're more of
accurate.
The thinker.
Yeah.
More of a Donatello, possibly Leonardo. You're somewhere between them.
Well, I
don't see much Raphael in you.
Yeah, that's fair.
I don't, and
you're
I don't
not,
see, but
brash.
I do see Splinter.
Definitely,
that's why
some Splinter.
The one who, after Splinter dies, the one that's like, "Come on, guys, we got to do what Master Splinter would want."
Leonardo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was interesting. Like thinking just as we go through this, like we were talking about how, like, you know, people are complex, right? Mm-hmm. So we all have aspects of various other ones, and like that's the beauty of these archetypes is that like you know, they're so distilled into their core.
Sure.
But you, but everybody somehow relates more closely to one than the others, I feel.
I really want to know what the turtles actually correspond to in the elements and the four humors now, because I see like Michelangelo is my big question mark, because that leaves him, if we know what everyone else is, that leaves him as Earth.
See, I feel like he's the most annoying out of all the turtles.
But
easily
he's,
out of
I
all
see
the
a lot of fire in
just
him.
Love the pizza
as well, like because he's very like kind of passionate and whimsical and like unpredictable in ways. But he doesn't have the rage and the destructive nature of fire.
He does have that heart of
like
gold.
See, I would almost, I would say that Michelangelo is actually air because of like the breezy demeanor with which he skates through life. That
sure.
like
okay.
he never actually gets. Like
see, I can relate to that.
No, exactly. Yeah. No, I'm
so
aware.
So Donatello is earth.
I would say
he's more grounded and a little bit more.
Yeah,
you know, slower to react and
yeah,
more well thought.
Yeah,
because I feel like
Earth typically is like
ponderous.
Slow to ponderous, but violent in action when pushed to a point, like an earthquake or an explosion of a volcano. Mm-hmm. A tumultuous reaction once mm-hmm. they get to that point. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah,
always kind of identified with Earth signs in general.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. What is your astrological? Oh, you're a Virgo. Oh, that makes sense. That is an Earth
sign.
That's
an Earth sign. Yeah.
And I am an Aquarius, which I always thought was a water sign.
It is
but
not.
It's an air sign.
It is an air sign. Hence your breezy demeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But because it looks like water,
an
and it's called the water bearer.
Right. Yeah, that's not confusing.
I felt like an idiot. I felt like
you
an idiot.
Son of a bitch.
I felt like they lied to me.
Yeah.
I felt like they just set
my
me up
whole
for that
life.
One.
You know what I mean?
Like, I didn't even know what that
like,
means.
Dude, it looks like a wave.
Yeah,
it's a water sign.
Totally.
No, it's an air sign.
It is.
And Cancer, the crab,
yeah.
is
water.
Water.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Most certainly.
That one makes sense.
Yeah.
I always thought Virgo would be a water sign too, because it's you know like the woman at the well with the you know with the mm-hmm. urn of water,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
no earth.
Up mm-hmm. until recently,
because the water comes from the earth.
I've always thought that well. I would always thought that I would be a good guy.
Aries is a
you just mean like in general, like if
given those
sure.
situations, had I been a Michelangelo or a Casey Jones or whatever, until I saw the movie Westworld or the show Westworld,
interesting,
where you can do anything you want to these people, and that really. Really?
Oh, so this
made
is like
me question who the fuck I was
recently,
because mm-hmm.
that show's only mm-hmm. a handful of months old.
Yeah.
So if for those of you who don't know what it is, man, it's like this park where like people are like real.
It's like
you
virtual.
You can fuck them. You can kill them. You can do whatever you want. They're robots.
Oh.
But they bleed. They're very
so
real.
It's not like virtual reality. It's like you're walking around.
They're
in
real,
the real
people.
World.
You can touch them. You can hit them.
They're androids.
Their weapons don't hurt you. But you can do what absolutely whatever you want to these robots.
The maze.
With zero consequence whatsoever.
Okay.
And it's the zero consequence part. Dude, like I was sitting there watching it and I was like, man, this is terrible. Man, these guys are awful. I would do that. You know, like four episodes into it, I'm like, oh, I could see myself doing that. Wait, would I do that? How would I be? And it really made me question, really. Like in that situation, because you don't know until you're there. You really have to look at yourself hardcore.
Well, yeah.
Well, everybody wants to be a fucking hero, but some people are just bad people, and bad people don't necessarily know that they're bad people.
Right. Did you finish the first season?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so then – okay. No spoilers because –
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, right.
But I still think I would be a bad person.
I got you.
You would if – everyone would be a bad person if there were zero consequences. Like that – you know what I mean? Like
I disagree with that statement.
Social
on,
conscience is essentially a fear of consequence.
I think I see what he's saying.
In your Christian world.
And people follow laws and rules because there are consequences for doing that. Well, and when you get to the point where you don't care about the consequences, that's when you do shit like break the law.
We're animals. We spend our whole lives trying not to be animals. You know what I mean? That's like society kind of restrains the animal. That's kind of, you know, the innate behavior.
Okay.
So you would argue with me?
I would argue with you.
Okay. I'm very interested.
Okay.
I think what he's saying is like, I think everybody would dabble. And some people would find that it wasn't for them.
It would be like
the violence wasn't for them.
Right.
But some people would find that they thrived on it.
Right.
That's the part that fucked me up.
Yeah.
Is the part where I thought that, man, I would really start to enjoy this.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would get fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's like the Purge. It would be like everyone would go crazy if one night a year there were no consequences, no laws.
I just watched that Rick and Morty.
You want.
Where they go to the Purge universe.
Oh, this is the Purge world!
Yeah, for sure.
Fucking brilliant show.
It's pretty awesome.
Where's what season is two?
Dark and Twisted. Rick and Morty.
I've seen that. Is it on Netflix, right?
I don't think so.
You can get it on Hulu, I think.
Okay.
You could probably find amazing. It's, yeah, it's dark and...
Sketch comedy type show?
No, it's an animated show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, lots about, like, science and fucking other worlds and...
It's very, yeah like, kind of almost Doctor Who... But not really, and almost Back to the Future, but not really.
Parallel universe type shit.
Totally, yeah. And Grandpa's like
the multiverse.
Yeah, Grandpa's like a lecherous drunk, and he just takes his kids like all over the place. And yeah, but it's funny and dark and twisted.
That's vampires of the grandkids.
That's not creepy Uncle Grandpa, is it?
No.
Creepy Uncle Grandpa?
No, that's Uncle Grandpa. That's a different one.
Is it?
I don't know what that is.
That's a weird cartoon.
I've never...
So I didn't know what that was, and I was at the dispensary one time. This old weird dude that was like, you know, wearing like feathers.
In his
brooch clip feathers gross. In his ears. Oh, and, you know, like weird shit like that. Kind of. He reminded me a lot of like... fuck. Did you ever see Spun? The guy that's cooking the meth, what's his fucking name?
I don't remember at all.
But you know,
that's another one of those movies that's like...
Oh, that one's disgusting. That's the closest thing to fucking Speed that you'll ever... Like, if you ever quit doing Speed, go watch Spun and you'll fucking... You'll vomit. It's disgusting. It's terrible. It's so awful. It's so true to life. Oh, it's... They did a really good job on that movie. Anyway, Rooney or Rourke, Mickey Rourke.
Okay.
He's got that sweaty kind of old guy, creepy demeanor.
Yeah.
Right? So this guy kind of looked like Mickey Rourke, like in the 80s with like a leather jacket. He was in a dispensary talking about like, he's like, yeah, then I told you, I could be creepy Uncle Grandpa. And I was, cool. I turned around. I was like, fuck, that's really creepy. I had no idea that was a show. So now like going back on, then I saw that was the name of the show. I was like, dude, maybe he was referencing the show.
Let's hope so.
Because.
Still creepy though.
You know, it was really, really creepy to me.
Yeah.
But like, then I thought like, well, man, maybe I spoke out of turn, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that's
the story.
It's
a very Raphael thing to do.
Yeah. But Rick and Morty is awesome. If you haven't, it's
yeah, I'll check
yeah,
it
worth
out.
Worth checking
I'll
out, check it out. For sure, out. For sure.
Okay, so anyway, back to your disagreement. Like,
if there were no consequences, like people would just continue to.
Well, because I don't think when you say there are no consequences, you're assuming that all consequences come from without, right? Like you're saying the consequences of law.
Okay.
Like you're saying prison.
Like,
and
external
I'm telling you,
consequences.
I'm telling you that if you rape somebody, you would feel bad, not because you would be punished. But because I think you would feel bad, Ben.
Right. So
that's where I started
internal...
to get fucked up with my head.
Right. So, I guess, yeah, I didn't really account for personal morality. But if, like, societal morality is out the window, like, what would stop you from robbing a bank? And, like, certainly taking a life has its own consequences. But if you're taking money that you can somehow justify is...
I mean, we are
not
like
rightfully anybody's
justifying machines. That's what like rationality is.
Well, it's just like Hitler did with the Jews. You dehumanize them, and then it's okay to fucking do whatever you want.
And that's why, and that's the whole thing with Westworld, right? Mm-hmm. Is it like, oh, they're robots?
They're just robots.
It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
Exactly.
Sure. 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 Sure.
So, I mean, I see what you're saying, and like, obviously,
I see what you're saying too. I mean, and here we are
agreeing,
coming to the table.
Here's the thing:
we're learning things, we're feeling feelings, we're living our dreams.
If I couldn't do it to real people, because then my conscience would get
to me. So this is what I'm going to say.
But as long as I know it's fucking robots.
Right. But then this, of course, then the whole point of the show is then drawing those lines between what constitutes consciousness and what doesn't.
What's life?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Is the doctor on Voyager a person, even though he's just a hologram?
He's an artificial intelligence, but he gets to a certain level, and at some point there's a... Is it mimicking human? It's data.
No,
it's
the supreme coin. No, it's the doctor. And they do it with data too, but then they do it with the doctor. Yeah, the android is a person.
Yeah.
You know, and so the doctor also becomes, you know, gets ruled as a person. Spoiler alert.
I was online today and saw this video that I did end up watching, but it was a Bill Gates video talking about how he wants the robot that takes your job to pay taxes. And I was like, huh, how is that going to work? Like,
for sure.
The company.
So what, then you have to pay him?
You got to pay the robot.
Right. Well,
you
got
to pay
company,
the robot to take taxes.
Well, right. Exactly. Yeah. Like the idea being that, you know, that's taking like money out of the system.
Sure.
Right. I just thought it was a funny concept, like robots paying
it
taxes.
It is. I mean, it's a bit of a conundrum, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It'll be.
It's a bit of a made up conundrum, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. So far.
So far.
Yeah, until it's not.
Yeah, you know, right, exactly.
When that robot gets
it's
like...
Until they're like, hey, your car owes us like $500 in back taxes,
yeah,
sir.
Totally. Turns out your car's
and you're like, he hasn't worked in a year.
I know. You mean this lazy piece of shit?
But yeah.
Go get a job.
No, see, well, that's where it starts like, to get into weird shit, man. You start fucking giving those things a tax identification. Like, where does that stop? Your lawnmower... You know, your fucking weed eater, like every machine you have in your house, like you have to pay a tax on every time you use.
Will the robot ever realize that it does the work of 10 humans? So why don't I get paid more than that guy who's just sitting there watching me?
Probably.
Like, that's some sci-fi shit right there, man.
There you go. I don't know. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll live long enough and see all that shit.
I'm hoping not to live through the robot wars.
Oh, okay. But I'm hoping it won't come
to
wars.
I, for one, welcome our new robot overlords.
If you were one of the Fantastic Four, who would you be? Which power would you enjoy?
Mr. Fantastic or...
See the rubbery dude?
Yeah. Or the Thing. Probably the Thing. I would lean towards the Thing.
I think I'd straight up Sue Storm that shit, man. Go invisible and make fucking shields and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Probably.
See, shields has never been my thing. Like, as cool as like I know it is for the group... I would hate that my power just benefited everybody and the other dude got to do all the cool shit.
The Incredibles are also the Four Humors as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So would you be Human Torch?
You know, that guy's such a prick in that show. It's hard to fucking relate
but
to that.
If you
but
wanted
the
fire, you know.
I think to be able to fly and command an element would be the coolest thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think I would almost rather have – it would be toss up between fire and ice. Like I think ice would be super cool.
I got you.
You know, but I think fire is probably way more beneficial in a fighting arrangement.
Mr.
Freeze does hold his own. And
I mean, when you put the flying in there too, like flying and fire, like,
you're
basically
badass.
Your own fucking jet engine.
Asteroid. Yeah. You're almost like an asteroid at that point. Yeah. Like a meteor, you know?
Dude, every time I hear, I just love the Venture Brothers take on the fucking Fantastic Four.
What are they called?
I forget, but like the Human Torch is like, it hurts that he is on fire.
So
they keep him in like a hyperbaric chamber and then they end up using him as the power source for their entire building. in a sinister move. But yeah, I just think it's so funny. He like flames on and then it's just like screaming.
Aren't they called
Professor Impossible? Yeah.
And then, she's the invisible woman, but only when she gets like upset or emotional.
And it's just her skin that disappears.
It's just her skin. So she's like see-through.
Right.
So you can see all her organs and skin and muscles and stuff.
That's right.
And the Thing is like mentally retarded.
Well, he ends up special.
Yes.
His skin is as thick as like
you can,
a
you can just exercise the autism right out of him.
That's exactly it. 5 parts per million per
so
mile worked.
Funny. So good
shit, man.
The Venture Brothers, also a great cartoon.
Season 5 was a little rough. Season 6 is pretty solid, though.
One's season 5? Is that the one where they go to New York?
No, that's season 6.
That's season 6. Yeah. That one's hard. Season 5's kind of... Yeah. I just watched
weird.
It.
Yeah.
That was the one with Sphinx and...
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. But...
And then it becomes OSI again in season 5 or season 6.
Sure. They keep switching back and forth.
It's been kind of weird.
Yeah. It's a strange year. Whatever. It's hard to make a show for 6 years and make it
good
the whole time.
Right? And I still enjoy it most 90% of the time.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
So who would so you said he'd be the Thing. Like who would he correlate to in the Turtles?
Earth.
Which we've decided is Donatello.
Okay.
But I feel like
there's different aspects that they're kind of about. Like Donatello is definitely the more contemplative like thinker. The Thing is the more he's obviously Earth, he's made of stone.
Right. And that's what I was going to say is like
the strength of like solidness of Earth.
The Turtles are almost like the emotional mental aspects, whereas the Fantastic Four are very much the physical
aspects
embodiments.
Of,
Fair
enough.
Just in general.
Yeah, because I mean, rubber is kind of like water.
Water. It moves
very,
like
very,
liquid.
Very
yeah.
fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that makes sense.
And she's invisible.
She's
like
she's air. Yeah.
Right.
Shields.
Fire and Earth, obviously. Yeah.
Right. Totally. But, like, I don't know enough. Like, I never read any Fantastic Four comics or anything to know if they're, like, personalities.
Interesting.
And...
Well, he's a little bit more, like... The thing is, he's kind of the gung-ho, violent... Well, he's the more Raphael personality.
Mm-hmm. I would... So, what
it's
is
clobbering
the...
time, you know. Okay. Hey, buddy, come over here. I'll give you a knuckle sandwich. It's
so, like, what is the Casey Jones out of the group, man? Because there is that element that is
metal.
That... Yeah?
Wood?
Wood.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the one that, like, because there is always those people
also
that
like
aren't
Dr.
into
Doom,
that group.
It's like electricity, which is not really fire, and it's not really it's lightning. You know, it's like air and fire is lightning. Now you're getting into the quasi-elemental planes.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if we have time to.
How come the bad guys don't often come in fours in these things? Like, why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. That's actually, I was like,
maybe because
supervillains
be...
don't really partner well. That's the real bad.
And you know what I've also learned is supervillains are really fucking strong because it always takes four good guys to fucking take them down.
For sure.
With teamwork.
Yeah. No,
which
it's
is
true.
The lesson here.
Of course.
But man, the bad guys are always very, very strong.
Like
the idea here is that you are stronger independently unless you're fighting all four of them at the same time. But you're stronger than three of them at any given time.
Sure.
It's only if all
and
four of them show up.
Two asses.
Yeah, easily.
And you can maul one.
Benji's saying, of all the Ninja Turtles, he'd be Shredder.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to talk
about
metal.
I was kind of thinking about that. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I was actually kind of – that's where I was going with the Westworld thing is I was actually wondering, like, given that upbringing.
I mean, given the – like, I would always choose Magneto if we're in, like, the X-Men universe, so – There you go. I mean, I get that.
But that's because you're a Jew, right? Is it?
No, I don't think so.
There's no relatability there?
I mean...
Not even subconsciously, you think?
How can you even say it? Like, let's not...
Tell us.
Yeah, well...
Tell us about your subconscious ways of doing things.
What is your subconscious telling you that you're not hearing? I don't know.
Tell me.
That I can't put into words. I'm not sure.
You know what? This is taking a dark turn, so I'm going to end it right here.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for downloading and listening to Ignorant Uninformed from your three favorite Ninja Turtles, Shredder, Splinter, and The Thing. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot as Fresh.
We need one more guy or we're going to get our asses kicked.
Yeah. We are fucked, but we have a villain, so we're cool.
That's true. We'll be back next week. Make sure you like all the podcasts. Check out the podcast at ignorantuninformed.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/ignorantanduninformed. Twank is on the Twitter at @IgAndUn. Send us your topics to topics@ignorantanduninformed.com. Make sure you subscribe on whatever podcaster you're listening to us on. Hit that little subscribe button because it makes you feel oh so fluffy. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode of Hot Ass Freshness all up in your grill. Peace off.